Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on frequencies. Archetypal frequencies for all different issues. We're talking about pure frequencies. And when you get the right frequency, you can open up a portal to health for any part of the body, portal to other dimensions, portal to your soul. So our intention is that you might find the right frequency to be perfectly healthy and get really high and connected to source. But before we start, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. Let me share my screen. So first of all, we have a two-day sound healing intensive coming up on the weekend, just next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, September 23rd and 24th. And it's how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. First day is 10 to 9:30, and the next day is 10 to 5. So it's kind of like what we do in Mount Shasta. It's just a good overview of sound healing. And there's still some slots open if you want to make it here in Sausalito, just north of San Francisco. So that's the intensive. We also have a sacred journey to Israel and Egypt. Actually, let me show you the website. So we're going in May, end of May and June next year. And the web address is harmonicexpeditions.com. And so we'll be going through Israel. You could do Israel or Egypt or do both of them. And we've got, we're going to be doing a lot of workshops through the different places, have a detailed itinerary, and it's all about how sound works. And in Egypt, we're going to light up all of the temples and pyramids with sound. It's well known when you do sound inside the pyramids and temples that it can open up portals to other dimensions. And so again, it's end of May through June 10th. You can do one or both. So you can check it all out at harmonicexpeditions.com. And I'll be reading it mostly. So that's happening. We also have our open house and free sound healing workshop on Sunday, October 15th. If you're in the area, come check it out from 1 to 5, all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Our semester here at the Institute just started last week, so you could still jump in. Half of it's here at the Institute in Sausalito, and the other half is online. And it's really about how to use sound as a career. And also how to do sound baths, how to do treatments on people and yourself. We also have the whole program online as well. And that starts every 2 weeks. The next start time is actually this Tuesday, the 19th. And then we have a recording program that just started as well. We just had one class, so you could still jump in on that. And that's how to do recording, mixing, producing, how to run a digital audio workstation. We also have a section on music theory. And I wrote the number one selling books in the world in audio recording and producing. So you get a really unique perspective on how to do recording and create music that affects people really deeply. We also have our voice analysis software we sell. The next training for that is October 14th. If you buy it by October 3rd, you can join. That's at voiceanalysisharmony.com. You can also get a treatment as well, besides buying the whole software. It's all about what frequencies and notes are missing in your voice. We give you CDs to tone along with for the remedy of what's missing. We also have our brainwave assessment software that you can get and find a person's home note. We've been talking about that a little bit today. So those are the different events coming up. We also have our full program information at, if you go to soundhealingcenter.com, click here, it says Globe Institute. And then we have our store with over 400 products. We've got CDs, books, tuning forks, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, sound loungers that vibrate you into bliss, sound tables, pillows, dolphins, full range of sound healing instruments and technologies. We have a lot of different treatments at a therapy center and online. And then we have the Research Foundation with over 1,000 clinical papers posted. And then we also have a full range of treatment plans from our Medical Sound Association, where we have bi-monthly meetings. We have treatment plans, detailed treatment plans for anxiety, depression, grief, PTSD, dementia, autism, full range of issues. They're really, really effective. And then we also have our Sound Education Association for creating a new curriculum for kids and now getting funding to create schools around the world and bring it into governance. And that's at soundeducationassociation.com. You can join that and join our meetings that we have there so often. So you find everything here at soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. Or you can also email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call the school, the institute, at 415-777-2486. Okay, let's talk about frequencies. Frequencies manifest in a couple of places. Tuning forks, I mean, we're talking pure frequencies. That's one frequency. Tuning forks are almost a pure frequency, but you can also use a tone generator and get a very specific pure frequency. There's other devices you can do it with, but basically tone generators and tuning forks. Crystal bowls are pretty pure, even a flute's pretty pure. And, you know, there's instruments like chimes or our crystal harp, which is really pure quartz. So there's different ways you can get it. You can also get N-track tuner, and it will play different frequencies. It will also read frequencies. And you have to go online to online tone generator. There's a tone generator there where you can put in any frequency and play it. The main thing about frequencies is with the right frequency, you can, first of all, heal every disease in the body. There's good research that shows when you play the frequency to a cell, that it naturally vibrates when it's healthy. It will make it healthy. And that's the same concept for all of the organs and all the parts of the body. It's resonated into its healthy vibration, into its healthy frequency. And we talk about the fact that it's different for everybody, but we're looking at quite a few electron microscopes, so we can actually find the frequency very specifically of any part of the body for you. But you can also use it to, you know, find to actually resonate the frequency of your soul. You can find different vitamin frequencies and minerals and play those frequencies, and those will actually be created in the body. There's good science that shows that actually happens. I mean, you can even manifest things with frequencies. There's a story of Sai Baba where he manifests all types of things in his hand, and so many things that the government of India started taxing him for all the things he was creating. Right? And Alice Bailey talks about coming up with the actual frequency or combination of frequencies, tapping into your soul and saying a magic syllable, and that creates it. Right? So the potential here is massive. Is really massive when we learn all the different frequencies. The most basic thing is low frequencies calm the body. High frequencies activate the mind. This is the research of Alfred Tomatis, and this is really helpful, which the sound table is the best because you get the low frequency vibrations in the body, and then you're listening to the highs in the headphones. And that's really good, ideal state for doing sports. There's a lot of athletes that use frequencies for exactly this. Okay. Now, with the right frequency, you, as I said, you can resonate something into what is right, but also you can explode what is wrong. With destructive resonance, you find the frequency is something, turn the volume up and explode it. Exactly what they do with kidney stones. They find its frequency, turn the volume up and explode it. And you can do that with cancer cells as well. So the potential there is really huge. Frequencies come from a few different places. Numerology, cool numbers, triple numbers like 111 or 1111, right? Or changing the letters into numbers with numerology. And there's a lot of different systems. The main system is you use 1 through 12 and map those out to the first 12 numbers of the alphabet and then use the next 12 numbers, then use the next round of 12 for the next letters. For example, the solfeggio frequencies, they actually change the letters in the Bible to numbers. Actually, they use a whole paragraph there. It wasn't the normal system. We'll talk more about that. But we have tuning forks tuned to archangels, right? And we simply took the names of the archangel, changed the letters to numbers, and used that to find the frequency. So a lot of people use just numerology. There's also scientific frequencies, like the Schumann resonance is measured scientifically at 7.83 hertz in the atmosphere. I mean, there's a lot of scientific aspects. I mean, there's the elements, all the elements in chemistry are actual frequencies. So, in fact, many things in science are actually defined by their vibrational rate. So we can actually take the actual frequency. And again, with an electron microscope, we can actually measure the actual frequency of any part of the body when it's healthy. Now, there's also formula that are used. The main formula that's used for planets, it's kind of an unusual one. They take the number of seconds it takes for that planet to go around the sun, and then they put 1 over that. And so that's a really small number because that's going to be millions of seconds, 1 over millions of seconds, right? And then they octavize it up, double, double, double. When you double a frequency, it's the same note. So you double, double, double until you get to a frequency that's usable. For the Earth, it's 136.102. But why didn't they go half of that, right? Why didn't they go double that? Why did they just stop at 136? It's a little arbitrary. So, but anyway, that's the way we find the frequency of the planets, number of seconds it takes for them to go around the sun, and then we use that formula. So then there's a lot of frequencies that are done based on intuition. I have this one medical intuitive I work with, and he said, energy gets stuck in the teeth energetically, and there's meridians that go to all the teeth, which then cause all different types of disease. So he did a clearing on my teeth psychically, right? And then I said, Michael, is there a frequency for that? And he said, let me tune in. And he came up with 851, 852, 859, and 963. So here are those four frequencies together. Then I said, what about COVID, Michael? And he says, well, 9,191 hertz will get rid of any pathogen. And that's this one here. It's a really high frequency. You might not even be able to hear it. I put in a low one too. So who knows? Maybe these will, you know, really be effective. right? In fact, I always thought it'd be really cool to have a whole bunch of psychic come up with frequencies for everything and then go in the lab and test them and see if they're right. Maybe they're right, right? That'd be a kind of a shortcut instead of having to test all 20,000 frequencies, including decimal points. You could be around for a long time testing every frequency on everything, right? Especially with decimal points. So sometimes we use intuition and psychics. Never know. I'm not a baby tosser. Not throwing any babies out with the bathwater. Never know. Maybe they're really effective. Right. Okay. Then we've got the different frequencies we want to play with here and listen to. So the lowest frequency we can hear is about 25 hertz, right? But 25 hertz doesn't come through on Zoom, so if I played it, you wouldn't hear it. So we can do it, though. All you have to do is do a kitty cat purr. Everybody do a kitty cat purr. That's around 20 hertz right there. And that's really good for cell regeneration. It's also really good for the mitochondria in the cell, right? And I often think of it as just about the root chakra, right? So that's a really low frequency. Here's 40 hertz. If you don't, you have to wear headphones to hear these. You won't hear these on computer speakers, by the way. So here's 40 hertz, what I think of as the root chakra. Here's 45 hertz, which has been proven to regenerate bones. That happens to be a frequency of the kitty cat purr. It's proven to actually make the bones more dense in two research studies. So if you ever get a broken bone, get some kitty treat. Kitties and hummingbirds are around 45 or 50. Kitties and hummingbirds are in cahoots. Here's 50 hertz. And then second chakra I see is around 100 hertz. And then here's 111 hertz. Years ago, this woman took my class, and she said that before she took the class, she had a migraine. And she heard a voice that said, tone this. And she looked over at her digital clock, and it said 111. And so she did a search and found this website and played 111 and started toning it, and her migraine went away. So she signed up for my class the next day and did her final paper on 111. 111's been used since the beginning of time. There's a guy, what's his name? Freddie Silva, who does sacred site tours around the world. He said he's measured this frequency in 70 sacred sites, right? And also good for cell rejuvenation. Triple number, right? Really good. Numerology. Okay, so check this out. If you want, sing along with it to get it in your body. Okay. Then we have 136.102. Again, this is the frequency that was created by taking the number of seconds it takes for the Earth to go around the sun, putting one over it, and octavizing it up. Here's 136. It's like a lot of gongs and tuning forks are tuned to for the Earth. And then we have 200 hertz, which I think of as around the third chakra. That Don Estes did a research project and found that 250 hertz is the most common frequency to voices around the world. Check this out. Also a frequency in the King's Chamber in the Great Pyramid. Around 200 to 300 hertz is what I see as the heart chakra. Here's 300. And then we come to the solfeggio frequencies. There is so much misinformation about the solfeggio frequencies. A lot of people say they came from ancient times, from Gregorian chant. No, they were discovered by Joseph Pelayo 30 years ago. One of the instructors, Randy, has been to his house. And he actually did numerology on the Bible where he took a whole paragraph and changed it to numbers. And he only came up with 396, 417, 528, 639, 741, and 852. And then somebody thought, oh, let's add the solfege vowels to those. Well, the solfege vowels did come from ancient times. They came from Father Guido. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, right? And they're based on the planet. And so once they added those solfege vowels to these frequencies, which are actually just numbers, then everybody got confused and thought it was ancient. The frequencies are ancient, but they're not. They had nothing to do with Gregorian chant. So, but then it was funny. I was talking to Michael, and, you know, that frequency I played earlier for the trigeminal nerve to clear the teeth, it has 852 in it. And I said, Michael, that's a solfeggio frequency. And I went into the whole thing. It's only 30 years old, a lot of confusion. And he says, let me check in. And he goes, 852 created the universe. And I'm like, holy moly. Might be a little bit older than I thought, right? Never know. What if he's right? What if he's right? Never know. Not a baby tosser, right? So let's go through the solfeggio frequencies. 396, 417. A lot of people take these frequencies and tune their music to it. They use it as a concert pitch, and find hundreds of songs on YouTube tuned to the solfeggio frequency. Here's 528. Leonard Horowitz says that is also the frequency of love, and unravels DNA. He now admits there's zero research behind that. A lot of people haven't got the message, though. So there's 741 and 639. And there's 852, the frequency that created the universe. So those are the solfeggio frequencies. Here we have 432, which is not a solfeggio frequency, but it's supposed to be a frequency that is the heart meridian. And it creates a beautiful cymatic pattern little in each water droplet in the body. It's what they tuned to in ancient Egypt, average frequency of a baby cry. The sun is 432,000 miles in radius, and it's also found in sacred sites as well. And it's the latitude and longitude of sacred sites, many sacred sites. But most importantly, it's the time I was born. On my birth certificate. On my birth certificate. So here's 432 again. A lot of people are tuning that frequency, tuning their music to that frequency now. Now here's 1,000 hertz, which is like the test tone on radio and TV stations. You'll have to ever go up there. Here's 3,000 hertz. 3,000 hertz is really important range or area because if you can't hear 3,000 hertz, you can't understand speech because it's the attack, the beginning of the consonants. If you can't hear the beginning of the consonants, everything sounds the same. You can't really understand anything, right? So 3,000 hertz is where we are focused almost throughout the entire day. Listening to people's speech, you're like, okay, what's the attack of that consonant so I can hear what you're saying? We're totally focused on this range, big time. In fact, our hearing is hypersensitive to this frequency range. Again, 3,000 hertz. 5,000 hertz, I think of as the third eye or crown chakra, and this is the treble control on your stereo. We love our treble controls. We love them. This is 5,000. And then we have 10,000 hertz, definitely up there. I think of this as the crown chakra for me. It's like the sparkle in music. See if you can hear this. Young women and men, or young women here, up to 17,000, 18,500. Men, young men, 17,500. But if you're over 40, it's down below 15,000. So you don't hear this. Yeah, you're getting too old or too much rock and roll. 15,000. Okay. So those are the different frequencies and some of the things they do. Now, with these different frequencies, there's a whole set of frequencies that this guy, Peter Guy Manners, came up with. He was a doctor in the war, in Germany, actually, before the war. And then during the war, he went to France. And after the war, he came back and met with the doctors and got all these frequencies that were, they had done research, horrible research, really horrible research, but really good research because, you know, I mean, they were, you know, going inside people's bodies. It was just horrible. But so he got these frequencies and then went to London and found a device to actually test a bunch of other frequencies and came up with this whole set of frequencies, which are commonly called cymatic frequencies. And there's for a full range of issues, the center frequency is the actual main frequency of that organ or the remedy for the disease. The other four frequencies on the left and right are actually just based on a Chinese tuning system, system for music. So these are really shockingly effective. I've taken these frequencies and created a whole set of CDs based on these frequencies. So we have frequencies for arthritis, asthma, brain, chronic fatigue, circulatory system, depression, digestion, endocrine glands, happy or bones, muscles, nerves, tendons, ligaments, and respiratory system. Right? So you don't listen to these frequencies. You actually play them on the body. You can get the CD. Each CD's got a whole set for that issue. Right? So they're really effective. You can play them on the body with headphones, or we have a dolphin that is really good for playing them on the body, or a bass belt that you can actually use. Let me play some of these frequencies for you. So here is muscle pain elimination. I had a guy that had whiplash, and he had pain on a scale of 7 to 9 for 2 years. And we used this on his neck with the bass belt. And within 15 minutes, his pain was down to a 2. Check it out. Again, this is not music. They're just 5 frequencies. So here's some of the other ones. So let's see. Let's look at here is cell regeneration. Here's for the heart. Kind of annoying. That's why you don't listen to him. He's playing on the body. Here's for the kidneys. Here's the liver. We also have them for depression. Here's one for mental depression. Here's one for suicide transformation. And here's one for happiness. So full range of frequencies. Now, we don't have the clinical research from these, so one day it'd be nice to actually, in our research foundation, to test all these and really figure out precisely what frequencies are right for every single organ. Maybe these are a good place. These are probably, are definitely a good place to start. And then we can test other frequencies and really see. But if there's something about these, they're really effective and shockingly effective for all these different issues. So that's the sign of CB. And then we've got, about other frequencies that people, there's a whole set of frequencies that mostly intuitives and psychics came up with. There's the frequency of different organs, frequency of planets, chakras. Some of these were done with muscle testing. We actually have a whole set of frequencies that one of our instructors did for every vitamin and mineral, which is really cool. Here's some of them right here. And then it's all types of frequencies. Some of these are lower than 20 hertz, so you'd have to use binaural beats, or you use two frequencies to create a different frequency of that mode. Or you could use flashing light even. Right? And so there's a list of like all different types of things here. And we've got stability, grounding, and we've got revitalize, we've got color frequencies, we've got frequencies, the fearful situation. And they have the references as to the people that came up with these, but they don't talk about how they came up with them. Right? And here's the problem. No one agrees with anybody on any frequency for anything. Because no one's done really critical scientific studies. There's some people that have done them, actually. But here's the problem. You got frequencies for different parts of the body. Well, technically, there's a mathematical formula for any object, and it's based on size. You double the size, half the frequency. It's based on density and thickness, which are square root relationships, and it's based on tension if you've got any tautness like a string. And that's also a square root relationship. So you could find any organ based on this formula, but just by mapping all four of those things, such as the heart. There is an actual frequency you could actually find for the heart. But the problem is everybody's heart is a little bit different size, right? So everybody's going to be a little bit different. But then you can find the actual frequency of each material in the heart. I mean, the muscles have a different frequency than the blood, than the nerves. I mean, each part of every material's got its own frequency. But then there's the frequency of at the cellular level. Each cell has its own frequency, and a lot of different cells in the heart, right? And then you've got at the atomic level. And this is not even counting the frequencies electromagnetically, which are a whole nother set, and the frequencies of light, which is photons, which are in the cells. Those are measurable in the cells, right? So we got all these different levels of frequency, and nobody is defining what frequency they're finding, right? What we really need is a range of frequencies for each of these levels for a human. So you got the heart. What's the range of frequencies for the heart sizes? What's the range of material frequencies? What's the range of atomic and cellular level frequencies? And then what we could even look at is the relationship of each of those levels. So I bet it's going to be set as to certain musical intervals. That's a whole nother talk though there. Right. So ultimately with electron microscope, called the Raman spectroscopy, and there's some other devices I just learned about last weekend, we can actually measure your frequencies and tune it to you. And that's the deal. Now, don't even worry about the range. Just go in and find yours and then play that to you. And we're finding yours when it's healthy, right? Because even if you're sick, there's still some cells that are humming or you'd be dead, right? So that's where we're headed, is to be able to measure your own frequencies and actually resonate them into harmony. And this is not really rocket science, right? The only tricky part is definitely to have a device that measures it without killing you. That's nice, right? But really, I mean, this is not that hard to do with even the devices we have out there. And then we can totally resonate you into a healthy state. I mean, this is where it's headed. It's really where it's headed. Not to mention the other part that I talked about before, where if you got a cancer cell, you find its frequency and explode it completely. And that's already being done. There's a few videos where we're doing that as well, where they're doing it. There's like Anthony Hollins got his TED Talk, although he's using electromagnetic, but there's a company in Israel that's doing it where they're actually using very specific ultrasound frequencies to explode different types of cancer. Right? We should have the frequencies of every COVID mapped out. We could explode it and get rid of it right now, right? Just gotta make sure you do it in a place where you won't get in trouble or get killed, right? That's all. So ultimately, that's where we're headed, though. The potential here is massive. Okay. So we also have this other chart I want to show you that is electroherbalism.com. Now, here, if you click here on frequencies, there are tons of frequency sets that people have come up with. Again, nobody agrees with anybody, but it's very cool, still very cool. So when I had some kidney problems, I went into this list and found every frequency for kidneys, right? And it's very, and then used tone generators and played them on my body, toned them. And also when I had appendicitis, I found every frequency for the intestines and played them on my body and toned them and healed in light speed time. The doctor's like, what are you doing? How come you're already back to normal? So I didn't tell him. I didn't want to get into it. Didn't really want to get into it, right? So this is very cool. There's also in here the Rife frequencies. Now, the Rife frequencies are not sound. They are electromagnetic, similar to what Anthony Holland is doing as well. So what Royal Rife did is he actually had a microscope, and he would zoom in on cells and play different frequencies to see what would either heal it or explode it. And he was healing cancer left and right back in 1957. FDA found out about it and went and ripped everything out and shut him down. Right? But so he's got like tons of frequencies for different things, but they are modulation frequencies. Oh, let's see. Let me go back here. You can actually download them. Clicking to download each time. Okay. So we've got all these different frequency sets for that you can use, but they're modulation frequencies. So if you have a frequency of like a life frequency of 40 hertz, the way he used it is he would take 3 million hertz and then go up 20 hertz and above it and 20 hertz below it. So that was the 40 hertz. It's a modulation up and down, above and below 3 million hertz. And a lot of people are taking those Rife frequencies and using them as sound. First of all, they weren't even sound. They were electromagnetic, and they were a up and down range. So they don't work nearly as well as sound. But a lot of people have Rife boxes. I think they're illegal in the U.S., but I know people have got them. You can get them on the internet, and they can be really effective. They're so effective and powerful, you have to be really careful with them. And my students did a whole paper on it. And it was really, I mean, just miracles left and right. So that's very cool. So check this out, electroherbalism.com. Now, what I've done is I've collated all of the different frequencies from all the different charts for the different organs. So this is really cool. Again, nobody agrees with anybody, but let's not throw any babies out with the bathwater. Let's try them all, right? Maybe they're really effective. It's not like you're going to hurt yourself, right? So you can get a tone generator and play these and also tone along with them. And I mean, again, you know, when I did the ones for my intestines, I found them to be really effective. So they're worth a try. One day, you got an illness, just call up the doctor. Go online, and they just email you the frequencies, right? Maybe they do a little scan. Everybody's got the scan device. Do a little frequency scan. It probably works. You get it when you're born. That's why it's going to work. You get it when you're born. You get a scan as long as we don't kill the baby, right? We have a device that doesn't hurt anybody. And then we get your scan, a template of perfection of frequencies for every part of the body. And if you ever get a little off emotionally, so that's the big cause, right? Or mentally causes it as well. Or some toxin in the environment, or some spiritual realm coming in the wrong way, right? Just pull out your device and get you back to your template of perfection. We're talking about healing every disease there is. We're talking about ultimately a template of perfection for every person. And it's not too far off, right? I mean, this is incredible, really. If you start working at the frequency level electromagnetically as well, also at the light level as well, and even the scalar wave level, which is the quantum realm, and use frequencies at all of those levels for an organ or a cell or any part of the body, it's a done deal. As I always say, the more ways you lead a horse to water, the more chances it will drink, right? This is, the potential is just massive. Okay. So, let's see what else we have here. Okay. Now, again, with this electron microscope called the Raman spectroscopy, what we're talking about is, it's interesting because ideally what you want to find is all the frequencies of a part of the body, not just one. And the Raman spectroscopy will actually find all the frequencies of a cell. So this is really cool because now you can entrain the entire cell into its healthy state, not just its one main frequency. You can find all the frequencies of every organ. Oh my God, it's going to take a little AI. It's going to be really complex, really detailed, but we could do it right now with $100 million or maybe $1 billion, which is nothing, right? We could find the template of perfection for every person and be underway. Oh my God. There's a couple of other frequencies in your system which are interesting and very important. And one is your metabolism frequency, which is really a lower frequency of a rhythm. Now, what we're talking about is the frequency of your heart or rhythm of your heart when you're at rest. Now, the heart goes up and down in frequency. It goes up and down in rhythm. It gets a little faster, a little slower. When you're in the zone, it gets up, goes up and down in a smooth S-curve. When not, it kind of jumps around. Right? And if you average out that heart rate when you're in the zone, that is your metabolism rate. And then that just so happens to be an octave of the brainwave rate, which doesn't go up and down, which is quite stable. And so you can actually synchronize the heart rate or find the heart rate and brainwave rate when you're at rest, when you're at peace, or when you're running low, and play that rhythm and octavize it up to find your note to you. And that's what we do with our home note assessment, where we actually play each of the 12 notes and then tune in, have you tune in, and we tune in, I've been doing it a long time, to which note is the most peaceful, calm, and still. And then I give you a CD and delta, which is for sleep, theta for creativity and oneness, and alpha for learning and sports, and beta for overcoming ADHD and also for thinking clearly, and gamma for blissing out. And we give you these CDs tuned to your metabolism. And it's really effective for anxiety, for all different types of things. Let me show you a list here. Okay. You can find all this information at yourhomenote.com. I had it pulled up here. Maybe I don't. Okay, let's go find it. Yourhomenote.com. Okay. And not only can we find it for you, but you can also get this software and do it on other people. Oops, keep missing here. There we go. Okay, your home note. So here's all the different issues. Anxiety, depression, PTSD, trauma, overcoming ADHD, creativity, heart coherence, traumatic brain injury, really effective. Sleep, autism, and dementia. We're using it for dementia patients at Calabria, the largest dementia company in Northern California. So we're also going to have, within 6 months, we'll have our device that actually will find this with EKG and EEG automatically and create the music for you. So that's yourhomenote.com. Now, there's another frequency, which is probably the most important of all, and that is the frequency of your soul. Now, I always assume that the frequency of your soul would be your home note, would be the frequency of your metabolism where you're at peace, unless God's messing with us, right? Well, that could very likely be. If that's the case, then when we find your home note of your metabolism, we've got your soul, which is where your soul purpose is, why you're here. And your soul is connected to source, which is all frequency, right? So it's when you tap into your soul frequency, oh my God, right? I see the soul as a pure frequency, which is the essence of you, which has all around it this whole harmonic structure of other frequencies of everything you've learned in every lifetime. And around that, connected to the everything, is source, which is all frequencies. But your essence is this one core frequency that is carried from lifetime to lifetime. Alice Bailey talks about this exactly, that you, everybody has a certain frequency, which is one of seven rays or notes, right? Mine's a beat, I'm a beat. Now, I had this one psychic say that it's actually not your metabolism that your soul frequency is a different note. And I said, oh, how do you find it? How do you find it? And she was like, well, you can see it in the eyes. I'm like, how do you find it in the eyes? And she said, you can actually shine a light in the eyes and look at the reflection through a prism, and it will split out into the soul frequency. I'm like, holy moly, that's a trip. That's a trip if that's true. And I said, what's mine? She said, D sharp is my soul frequency, which is interesting because it seems like a lot of psychics are really tuned into D sharp. So I found that an unusual synchronicity around D sharp and psychics, right? So that's really cool to find the frequency of your soul. Ultimately, I know people that do that, and you know, we can, you know, it's interesting. Okay. Now, there's also the frequency of your heart, or not heart, of love for you. So we can find that just by having you tune into love. Okay, tune into love now. Feel it in your heart. Okay. Now, go up and down in your head and see if you can find a frequency that matches this love in your heart. Got to feel it first. Feel the love in your heart. Come on, come on. Go for it. Now find a frequency that matches it in your head. Don't do it out loud. Here's mine. Ooh. Ooh. Right. That one's really cool. But then there's your voice frequency. The key that you sing in when you talk. That's a very cool frequency. So it's the note that you can tone any vowel the easiest. So you can find it by going up and down. Just choose a vowel like ooh and go up and down until you find the note that's the easiest to make. I'll find my ooh. You just breathe out. Ooh, there it is. That's mine. Ooh, I'm not doing any tension. I'm not like trying to sing. I'm just breathing out and making a sound. That's the key home note of your voice. And that, as I've talked about in other talks, that's where you go when you express love, to the home note of the key of your voice. Okay. So now we're talking your metabolism note. Frequency. We're talking your frequency of love in your heart, the frequency of your voice, and the frequency of your soul. So if we had those four frequencies, we could resonate you into pure bliss. Maybe we don't have to worry about all 70 trillion cells, just those four, because those are really important ones. Those are like the most important ones for your system, right? So this is really cool. And that makes up a very specific chord. So we've got a full range of frequency. Then we you can look at the frequency of each chakra. It'd be nice to know that for you, because I think everybody's a little bit different. And then ultimately, the frequency of each of the auras. And Barbara Brennan says there's, you know, seven different frequencies of auras. She even says, and your seventh aura is the frequency of your soul right out here. Right. So one day we're going to have the frequency of everything. Okay. So let's do this. Let's do the frequency of your soul. Right. So tune in to the energy of your soul, that place that never wobbles, that's perfect, the essence, core essence of you. Okay? Just don't even worry about what frequency is. Just tune into the energy of your soul. that beautiful, perfect essence of you. Now, make any sound that feels right. You can play with it. You might have to go up and down. Just find any note. You don't have to know what it is or what frequency it is. Just play with it. Any note that matches this energy of your soul. Okay, feel the energy of your soul, whatever that is to you, for you. And make it out loud. Don't do mine. You don't have to do mine. I'm going to do mine, though. Wow. Very cool. So, our intention is multifold. That we may once know all frequencies of every part of our being. To not only resonate us into perfect health, our divine template of perfection, but to resonate us into a connection to universal love and source that we all are a part of. That's all. So hold that frequency, at least the rest of the weekend, at least the rest of our hour. Go for it. Do the whole week. Months ahead. Years ahead. May lifetimes, all of us, be in our soul frequency where we're all one, connected. Thank you for listening and take care.